This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
2 days to go. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com, where you can find stuff like... I'm getting ready to make a video about it. I shot it initially this past weekend, the... excellent Springfield Armory M1A SOCOM 16 CQB. They keep those in stock there. Go check them out. And I see Dr. John in the chat room. Dr. John from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He's going to be there. We're going to be hooking up. Me, him, Rob Morse. You've heard Rob Morse here. It's going to be a party. Come to Louisville. Come check us out. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, this past January 7th, 2016, when he was announcing his new executive orders on guns, said this: "But we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries. It's not even close. And as I've said before, somehow we've become numb to it and we start thinking that this is normal." Well, you know, okay, let me put it in the easiest way I can. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama lying through his teeth to you that particular day. Between January 2009 and December 2015, the period that he has been in office, there are 11 European countries with a higher frequency of these mass public shootings than the U.S. and 10 European countries with a higher rate of death from these attacks. Over the same period of time, the European Union suffered 303 deaths from mass public shootings, while the U.S. had 199. In terms of injuries from these attacks, the gap is even much greater, with the EU countries facing 680 versus just 197 for the U.S. However, given the EU's larger population, the per million people fatality rate for the U.S. and the EU as a whole are virtually identical, 0.62 for the U.S., 0.60 for the EU. By contrast, the injury rate in the EU is much higher, 0.61 for the U.S., 1.34 for the EU. This past year was particularly bad for Europe, with 8 mass public shootings versus only 4 here in the United States. See, I don't look at Europe and say, well, these are all individual countries. I look at Europe as the EU. That's what they become. Sort of like the United States. See what I'm saying? So the EU gets the same kind of ranking system that we enjoy here. By the way, all of this coming from John Lott. All of the 8 mass public shootings for Europe in 2015 count for 1/3 of all their attacks over the entire 7-year period of time. These attacks have dramatically worsened the rankings for European countries in terms of both the rate, fatalities, and their frequency of attacks. Compared to our last ranking of the U.S. in Europe in June 2015, the U.S. has dropped from 8th to 11th. In the world, in terms of per capita fatalities for mass public shootings, and from 9th to 12th in the world in terms of the frequency of these attacks. These are just numbers. All of these are just numbers, but the numbers tell a story because we're not what Hussein Obama says we are. Mass public shootings, which are defined as four or more people killed in a public place and not in the course of committing another crime and not involving struggles over sovereignty. So that means it's not combat, okay? It's not drug deals. It's not familicide. This is the sensational seeking shooter. He's looking for the big splash. He's looking for a lot of looks on the Facebook page. He wants to see his YouTube channel explode. And he plans on being dead when it happens. The focus on excluding shootings that do not involve other crimes, gang fights, robberies, has been used from the original research by Lott and Landis to more recently the FBI from 2009 to December 31st, 2015. This matches the starting period for another recent study done on U.S. shootings, and they chose that because this was the starting point that Bloomberg's group had picked. Cases were compiled during a news search. The starting year was picked simply because it matched Bloomberg's time. So they started looking at mass public shootings in the U.S. starting in 2009. When you compare the annual death rate from mass public shootings comparing European countries to U.S. from January 2009 to December 2015, number one is Norway, two Serbia, three France, four Macedonia, five Albania, six Slovakia, Switzerland comes in seventh, eighth is Finland, ninth is Belgium, tenth is the Czech Republic, 11th is the United States, 12th Austria, 13 Netherlands, 14 England, 15 Germany, 16 Italy, 17, Russia. I would look for England and Germany to increase sometime soon. You know why. If you put it in terms of frequency, the president's statement is still false, with the U.S. ranking 12th compared to European countries. So, by frequency, number one is Macedonia, two Albania, three Serbia, four Switzerland, five Norway, six Slovakia, seven Finland, eight Belgium, nine Austria, 10 Czech Republic, 11 France, 12 United States, 13 Netherlands, 14 Italy, 15 England, 16 Germany, 17 Russia. Interesting that Russia comes in last, 17th in both of those. So, I mean, in terms of big blowouts, France has had some bad ones. Of course, they had the terrorist attacks, which were 130 dead, 368. Then they had Charlie Hebdo, which was 12 dead, 11 wounded. Let's see. Norway, you know, they had their very bad one in 2011. Let's see. It's, you know, France really shoved them over the top. If you go from the 11th month of 2015, okay, in the U.S., there has been, to 2009, there has been 25 public shootings from 2015, November, to 2009. I'm not so sure about that number. Anyway, this is coming from the Crime Prevention Research Center. So, John, you know, I'm not going to second guess John Law. They also collected data on the worst mass public shootings. These cases where at least 15 people were killed in the attack. They updated this report to limiting their discussion to the Obama administration simply out of convenience and the difficulty of going through foreign language media. Not all mass public shootings in foreign countries get news coverage in English papers. Still, some claim that mass public shootings simply don't occur in Europe before 2009. So they went and looked at the mass public shootings for four European countries from 2001 to 2008. Zug, Switzerland, September 27, 2001, a man whose lawsuits have been denied murdered 14 members of a parliament. Tours, France, four people were killed, 10 wounded. Nantes, France, man killed eight city council members after a council meeting. Europe is tough. We'll be right back.
Oh. education has to be boring.
They hear you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Ah, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Check them out. Me very shortly. They and Agency Arms. We'll see what they have to say. It'd be cool if they go with it. In a tradition that's as old as yellow journalism, we're right now in... we're in the middle of a... It's supposed to be, you know, we're sitting here and we're getting ready for the NRA meetup. But this is also Bash the Second Amendment week, because we can't have a moment where we sit back and say, well, you know what, we're going to do some fun things here, and we're going to get together and celebrate and get together and have some fellowship and look at all the new stuff and see things. And, you know, we have the last night we had the debut of Under the Gun, touted as a documentary hosted by Katie Couric and broadcast on FX. Right now they're enjoying doing gun control stories in the week leading up to this national convention. The NRA gathers this coming weekend in Louisville. And in addition to the Couric program, there's an anti-gun opinion piece in today's Seattle Times from Jerry Large, another column in today's Daily Californian that will infuriate Second Amendment activists. Last time, this is Bash the NRA week. The NRA is the protector of the Second Amendment, or at least in the eyes of the media. The NRA is a term like Xerox. It has become uniform for things. Despite the fact that there are a great many Second Amendment organizations out there. And they have to contend with a much broader gun lobby than the NRA. And this includes the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Gun Owners of America, all the state and local gun clubs, tens of millions of gun owners not affiliated with any group, but who still cherish their right to own and use firearms. In the Daily Californian, writer Jaskreet Balashifa, whatever happened to having a writer named Tom Smith? Mike Jones, whatever happened to that? Jaskreet Balashifa, described as a member of the greater Bay Area community, wonders whether or not the ability for American citizens to obtain guns should be allowed because of safety, as well as various interpretations of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. I would tell Shifa that there is only one interpretation that counts. Currently, that's, you know, the closest thing to what the Second Amendment means is the Heller decision. That's the closest thing. Shifa further contends the Second Amendment does not say anywhere that each individual has the right to bear arms, and exclusively states this right pertains to militias. Justice Stephen Breyer emphasized in the same case that self-defense alone, detached from any militia-related objective, is not the amendment's concern. That means that individual self-defense was not what the amendment was originally intended to promote. But Breyer was in the minority, and his remarks were in the dissent. Large writes today about a 15-year-old who was charged with second-degree murder for shooting a man in Des Moines over a joke. Large noted, shooting was done with a handgun stolen in a house burglary. Someone no doubt thought they had a weapon ready to protect their home, but guns in the home are especially attractive to burglars. He also mentions that the two teens arrested last week in Shoreline, they are suspects in the theft of the handgun from a gun store in Linwood. He overlooks some inconvenient truths. First, burglary and theft of firearms is illegal. They committed a crime first. Whoever took the gun allegedly used by the teen in Des Moines should not have been in a home where he/she didn't belong. There was obviously no background check involved in this caper when the gun was stolen. Likewise, there was no background check involved in the gun store theft, which was also an illegal act. It's generally against the law for teens to carry handguns, and it is definitely illegal to shoot someone over a joke gone badly. It's illegal to shoot someone, period. Had to hit the sneeze button, excuse me. Now, there's going to be tens of thousands of people in Louisville when I get there. And they're going to get to see, you know, Wayne LaPierre, Chris Cox, President Alan D. Course. And between now and then, Expect columns and editorials that blame NRA for every violent act from the beginning of time to now. Cain killed Abel because the NRA opposed background checks on rocks. Or was it a spear? Or a high-powered assault bow? The NRA lobbied the Roman Senate against banning knives and swords on the Ides of March. John Wilkes Booth bought his gun on the Internet without a background check. If they could figure out a way to blame the sinking of the Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, and the Twin Towers on the Second Amendment, they would be demonstrating about it this weekend in Kentucky. Now, not to worry, because anti-gunners will likely be demonstrating anyway. They'll think of something. Now, I wonder where they will be. That's my question. That's what I want to know. Where are they going to be? Because where this is going to be, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, Dr. John, where this is going to be a not a gun-free zone. this is going to be guns allowed. And you better believe I'm going to be carrying guns. Go check my video that I put up on YouTube about what I'm carrying there with me. I'm not going there. I mean, of course, I'll be taking pictures and everything else, but if the Zambies show up, well, you know what? I'm going to be ready for the Zambies. I got something for them. Anyway. Ah, golly gee. Plus, Matt Vespa's going to be there from Town Hall. I'm getting ready to do a, we're getting ready to talk about something he wrote about when we come back, coming up on the next break. We're going to be at booth 6517. And if you're out there and you've heard the show and you want to meet me, feel free to approach me, walk up, introduce yourself. Let's pose for a picture. Let's do a little talking. I'd love to know how you find the show. I'd love to, you know, just talk with you, meet you. Never really had that many opportunities to meet listeners before. So I've seen how many people are planning to go just off of the Facebook post. So that'll be cool. I'm looking forward to it. And at the same time, there'll be a lot of people there. A lot of people there to check out. A lot of YouTubers. I've been invited to smoke cigars with Hickok 45. Unfortunately, I don't smoke anymore. So Hickok is much hardier stock than me. He didn't vapor lock. I have already vapor locked. So no cigars for Bill. In the meantime, though, we will be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. You won't believe what you see in stock there. ReactiveGunworks.com. Well, I just want to say this, too. I don't know what you guys think about my picks for bumps. I like musicians. I like people that play music. And recently, this year's been bad for music, or at least for my generation for music, because we've lost Bowie, we've lost Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and now we've lost Prince, and now I get to exist in a world, and this is just an observation, okay, where Justin Bieber in One Direction and all of this prepackaged nonsense is And I want you to watch. I want you to watch these, because we'll be around still. These people that are popular today will not last nearly as long as a David Bowie or Prince or Earth, Wind, and Fire or any of those groups that were out there where they're, you know, and it just makes me sad. I like music a lot. Can't listen to anything after 1994 for the most part. Most of my people are dying. Yeah, I knew things were going bad when Lane Staley died from Alice in Chains. It started going bad right there. All right. Coming from the desk of Matt Vespa at townhall.com, Washington Post has run this. They ran this in April. And what they're saying is that white resentment fuels the resistance against gun control. In their paper, published in the journal Political Behavior in November, Alexandra Falindra and Noah J. Kaplan found that whites were significantly less likely to support gun control measures when they had recently looked at pictures of black people than when they had looked at pictures of white people. I'm not supposed to be silent when I'm on talk radio. That stuns me. Did I make the alarms go off, Tom, by being stunned? I don't want to. Anyway, the study, which purports to have surveyed 1,000 white respondents, also found that the higher they scored on a common measure of racial prejudice, the stronger negative effect the photos of black people had on the respondents' support for gun control. Taken together, these two findings demonstrate that racial prejudice influences white opinion regarding gun regulation in the contemporary United States. This is what Falindra and Kaplan conclude. But why would that be the case? To explain this, they draw on a rich body of sociological literature about the language of racial resentment, especially among us white folks. Racial resentment, as they define it, is a prejudice based on the belief that blacks don't value independence and hard work, and instead push for special rights conferred by the government. It upholds whites as morally superior while ignoring the structural advantages of whiteness. Okay. They say the research does not imply that all white gun owners are racist, nor that all support for gun control carries racial baggage. But for a certain subset of white gun rights supporters, particularly those who are inclined to hold certain prejudicial beliefs, messages about individualism and liberty and rights are understood in a very specific way. In the mind of this type of gun owner, I am showing my white nationalist pride in a sort of generic way through gun ownership. And this is what Falindra posits. This is my way of expressing my more equal than other status in a society where egalitarianism is the norm. Egalitarianism, excuse me. Kerry O'Brien is a researcher. Is a researcher at a Monash University in Australia, which has also investigated the link toward racial attitudes and gun ownership. He notes that the correlation between racial resentment and gun attitudes has been well established in existing sociological literature, going back at least 30 years. These are the conclusions that have come out of federally funded studies. Okay? And, you know, there's a common denominator there. White people are the problem. That's a problem. White people are the problem. Second, gun ownership. You know, that's the thing. Gun ownership is not a majority white undertaking. And, you know, we just heard about in Chicago how the Chicago leftists are keeping Chicago black Americans from getting concealed carry permits. Who's the racist here? As a matter of fact, I encourage every American in the United States, regardless of creed, color, religious preference, get a gun. If you're a law-abiding citizen, carry a gun. Please. It'll make the country better. But, you know, the anti-gun left doesn't see it that way. We've got to be accused of racism, you see. That's the thing about the racism thing. Racism is what they throw out there when they're losing the argument. And it's like a jab. Being called racist is where they're throwing that jab at your eyes, and it's meant to take you off balance to where we're talking about, you know, I'm sitting here talking about, well, I want everybody to have a gun, and then they jab me with racism. And that's cue me to start defending myself and saying, no, I'm not a racist. I have black friends, and, you know, which they can call me racist all they want. Okay. I got one rule when it comes to races. I do unto others, period. If a white person comes up and attacks me, then I'm going to be defending against that white person. Black, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indonesian, you know, pick whatever flavor you want to pick. If they are the attacker, I'm going to be defending against that attack. It has nothing to do with what they look like. I am equal opportunity when it comes to that. They make the choice, not me. They make the choice. It also doesn't bring anything up about women. In Texas, the number of women issued concealed carry permits doubled last year from the year before. 67,000 qualified in 2013. In Florida, women are 22% of concealed permit holders. In Illinois, 12% of the 7,500 concealed carry applications are women. In Tennessee, women have been issued more than 30% of almost 193,000 handgun carry permits. In Washington State, 100,000 of 451,000 concealed carry permit holders are women, about 22%. So why do we have this story regarding the racial breakdown of gun ownership? Yeah, more white people own guns than black people, but black people and Hispanics and Asians also support gun rights and have them in their home. But black America is 12% of the population. Of course, more white people have guns. There's more white people. The NSSF did a survey. They involved 6,000 people, 1,500 from each racial group, and the results were very surprising. Personal firearm ownership is highest among white and lowest among Asian respondents. 45% white, 34% black, 36% Hispanic, and 24% Asian. Now remember, all of this is voluntary. All of this is voluntary. So, does that mean that the other 64% of black America, you know, some of them live in inner cities where they can't have them? Baltimore, New York, the entire state of New Jersey, parts of California. More Hispanics have them. Interesting. That's an interesting little stat by itself. But if you see a picture of a black person, you're against gun control. So there. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. You won't believe what they have in stock. Okay. I will say this very simply. We cannot afford Hillary Clinton as president. We cannot afford Bernie Sanders as president. We cannot afford Machine Gun Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren as a tandem parachuting in to save the Democratic Party if Hillary is indicted. We had 17 candidates to choose from. The only one still standing is Donald Trump. He is now the presumptive Republican Party nominee. Let us take stock. Since he's the only one standing, he will probably get his 1,237 delegates for a first ballot nomination this summer in Cleveland. Nothing short of conspired delegate chicanery will derail the Trump Express. If that were to happen at this point, all bets would be off for the Republicans. Right now, the Republican Party establishment, including the donor class, the conservative media, party consultants, other assorted GOP hacks, are fit to be tied. They have never been successfully challenged before. A year ago, it was going to be Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush came into this. He had pedigree and resume, and he had $150 million in a campaign war chest ready to spend buying the nomination before Trump even announced his candidacy. But he also carried the tarnished legacy of his father and his brother. The kinder, gentler nation, read my lips, no new taxes, the compassionate conservatism. All repudiations of the Ronald Reagan brand of conservatism that the GOP supposedly wanted. Jeb never caught fire. Now that Trump has dispatched Jeb and the other candidates as quickly as Bruce Lee flattening a room of adversaries, the GOP is in a quandary. This is not, they have no control over this. This is a problem for them. This is what makes it so delightful for me. Because I'll tell you this, having said that we can't afford Hillary, we can't afford Bernie, we can't afford Joe Biden, we can't afford any more Democrats for quite some time. I couldn't you know, the establishment Republicans, I couldn't care less about them. They have lied to my face every time I've turned around. They've lied to your face, too. They've said, give us the House. We gave you the House. They've said, give us the Senate. We gave you the Senate. I don't see you bucking up against the president. That's what you got elected to do, but I don't see you bucking up against it. So so here comes Trump. Bill Trump has no voting record. He's gone back and forth. He's done this. He's done that. But we know all that about him, don't we? We know all that about Trump coming in. And right now, Trump is talking about doing some things that need doing. Right now, the GOP is saying, is Trump a conservative? Is he so offensive to so many groups of voters that Hillary will win in a landslide? Slide. Will he bring down the Republican Party in November? Will he start World War III? Or quite the opposite on all fronts? And this leaves the GOP with three choices. Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Or perhaps a bit of all three. Kicking sand and screaming hashtag never Trump is no longer a viable option. Neither is the third party candidacy some have proposed to deny Electoral College victory to Donald or Hillary, which would allow the House of Representatives to select a president such as Mitt Romney, who should shut up and go home. The GOP establishment had 11 months to make their case to the voters as to why any of the other 17 original candidates would be a better nominee than this brash businessman from Queens, New York. Instead, his early appeal was written off as an anomaly. They denied that he would get the nomination until he's the last man standing. Now the Republican Party is stuck with him as their standard bearer in the upcoming election. So what now? Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Leading means using leadership, as in congressional and Republican Party leadership. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Rance Priebus. Trump is not a politician. He's never held elected office. He knows business and getting things done. He's a pragmatist, a trait suitable for building hotels and condos and golf courses, but maybe less so in the House of Cards world of high-stakes political poker. Maybe instead of sitting back and pouting because it wasn't your guy that got picked, maybe you get in there and embrace the nominee. He's probably got questions. Answer his questions. If he asks you to show him something, show him what he asks you about. You don't become a billionaire without being a smart guy. You can pick up things. And you know, to think that Trump can't learn a new game, as if we haven't already seen that happen in the past year. If he couldn't have done it, if he was incapable of doing it, we'd be watching The Apprentice right now. And Trump would not be worrying about a summer nominating convention. Now, this would not mean Trump abandoning his core political issues or his personality as those that won him the nomination. The GOP, conceivably, if they were actually Republicans, could lead him to become an even better candidate. There's all kinds of issues at play, and he may need help understanding them, both foreign and domestic, facing the country. Even those with experience can be taught. You know, John Elway was in the front office when they drafted Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning came in with a pedigree of his own. And yet, Elway was the one that mentored Peyton Manning and created that championship team. But they've got to follow as well. They can assist, but they're going to have to follow. They're going to have to let Trump be Trump, especially when it comes to his personality and political incorrectness. Traits that have endeared him to the electorate. How many times, and nobody has to yell at the TV anymore because he's doing the yelling. His political instincts have served him very well, whether it's names like Crooked Hillary or Little Marco or talking back to partisan journalists like George Stephanopoulos. Those are effective tactics that other Republicans would be wise to emulate on occasion. Of course, any of them could have done it, but they didn't do it, did they? Being nice and politically correct is not going to get anybody far in politics. Ask John McCain. Ask Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney grinned like a dope on a rope when Candy Crowley came to Obama's defense in those presidential debates. And then he floundered when Harry Reid brought out the sharp knives. Getting out of the way means stopping with the hashtag Never Trump nonsense and fantasies of Mitt Romney or Gary Johnson running to victory as a third-party candidate. It means stopping the threats of voting for Hillary over Donald. Those choosing that route, if they truly believe that's the best solution, become Democrats. Go for it. You're obviously elite already. You think you know better than we do. All you have to do is go from an R to a D. Bye-bye. Some will have honest and sincere difficulty supporting the party's nominee. Plenty of voters did 4 years ago as well. Otherwise, President Romney would be running for re-election, not getting in the way of a potential GOP victory in November. Those who can't or won't support Trump should get out of the way of those who do support this candidacy. I don't recall a hashtag Never McCain or a hashtag Never Romney movement. There was unification. They voted for the party nominee, or else they quietly stayed home. And that's something the hashtag Never Trumpers can't seem to grasp. So like it or not, Trump wins the Republican nomination, and he's running against a weak, unpopular, unlikable, flawed opponent that he can beat like a baby seal. This is Trump's to lose. That means it's ours to lose. Trump's going to keep being Trump. Given the polls that are showing them tied right now, 6 months away from the election, Trump hasn't even gone after Hillary like he did low-energy Jeb Bush or Little Marco or Lion Ted. Or, you know, it hasn't begun yet. But it's coming. Whether the GOP likes it or not. We'll do this again one more time this week in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.